We heard the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, saying that in the final day of the campaign that he wouldn't permit a Palestinian state to be created. That is now the official government position, is it, as far as the possibility of having a two-state solution? That's just gone, is it?
It's more like slogans rather than looking to the situation as we analyze it. Actually, they enjoy already political independence. They have their own political system, government, parliament, municipalities, and so forth. And we are happy with it. We don't want to govern them whatsoever. They decided to be divided into two political entities, one in the West Bank, led by Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen. The second is Hamastan in the Gaza Strip. It's up to them. Nevertheless, we are ready to cooperate with Abu Mazen, with Mahmoud Abbas, to have a more competent, responsible, accountable regime living with us side by side. It should be done on all means regarding governance, law and order, security, and not less important, economic prosperity. That's what should be done. And if we want to live side by side, let's enjoy the benefits, the advantages of each side. And you know, the Palestinian economy of today consists of working in Israel. And if you are going to live together, why should we uproot Jews or transfer Jews for certain territories? Let's live side by side, coexistence, for the benefit of the two of us.
Okay, you paint this picture of these effectively two states but with no borders. But there are those who say that as a result of that plan, that proposal, what you have is an Israel that is now less safe because there are Palestinians who have longed for a state with borders, longed for a state that they would consider theirs without Israeli government interference. And as a result, the suggestion is that Israel is less safe. What do you say to them?
We have 1.5 million Arabs living with us in the state of Israel, enjoying the same civil rights as we enjoy. Is it safe or not safe? It depends what are their aspirations. Now, those who claim that should be separation, can you imagine a viable Palestinian entity economic-wise, what about infrastructure, electricity, water? They are connected with us like Siam twins. So the whole idea of full separation is not viable.
And Moshe Yaalon, just one final quick thought, if I may. Is it the intention of the government now to try to repair its relationship with the United States, which has been very damaged over the last year or so?
The United States and Israel have relationship, very good relationship, based on common values as well as common interests. Unfortunately, in the last 6 years, we had some dispute, a couple of disputes, which might damage the personal relationship between the leaders, but hasn't damaged the strategic relationship between our two countries. I hope that the personal relationship will be better in the future.
Moshe Yaalon, thank you very much.